Hi there. The word for you today is unstabilizing peace. In John 16:33, the New Living Translation of the Bible, Jesus said, "Take heart, I have overcome the world." On May the 3rd, 1943, air raid sirens sounded over London. People raced toward Bethnal Green underground station, where more than 500 people had already taken refuge. While in the next 10 minutes, 1,500 more people would join them. A woman carrying a baby lost her footing in one of the 19 steps leading down from the street. And like dominoes, people started falling on top of one another. It was tragic. In the end, 173 people died. Bombs didn't kill them. Fear did. You know what? Today there's a stampede of fear around us, and if you're not careful, you can get caught up in it. It's okay to recognize danger, but God doesn't want you ever to be overwhelmed by it. So you need to monitor what you listen to, what you think, and what you say. The disciples needed a rock to stand on in the coming storm. Jesus had just told them how bad things were going to get in the world and the extent to which they were going to suffer. He announced he was leaving and told them that he would send the Holy Spirit to be with them. John chapter 16 ends with these words, "I have told you all this so that you may have peace in me. Here on earth you will have many trials and sorrows, but take heart, because I have overcome the world." So no matter what the situation in your life is, Jesus is on top of it. No matter what trial you're facing right now, Jesus will bring you through it. Though surrounded by fear and the fearful, you know what? You can have God's peace. And that stabilizing peace will fortify you. Actually, it'll even cause others to turn to you for answers.